From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Ukraine's prime minister survives a no-confidence vote. President Petro Poroshenko made a surprise request Tuesday for the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The request came in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. A short time later, the government won a parliamentary no-confidence vote, despite heavy criticism from members in parliament. The action means the government will not have to call new elections, and Mr. Yatsenyuk will remain in office for the time being. Turkey is bracing for a possible new onslaught of Syrian refugees. Officials fear the fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish and government forces will cause civilians to flee, seeking safety. Kurdish militiamen have taken control of a strategic town that overlooks the junction of two main roads leading to Aleppo, and regime forces seized control of two villages overnight. Campaigning for Uganda's elections officially came to a close Tuesday. Elizabeth Pollitt has more.
Tensions and uncertainty were high after the arrest Monday of presidential candidate Kizza Besigye. Although Besigye was held for only a short period of time, his arrest sparked massive protests at Makerere University and in downtown Kampala. Police dispersed the crowds with tear gas and live ammunition, resulting in multiple injuries and one fatality. Besigye was allowed to campaign on the final day and given a police-sanctioned route away from President Yoweri Museveni's final rally at the city's airstrip. Elizabeth Polov, Kampala.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting the talks for a second day in California. This is VOA News.